You're just going to sit in here, Randy?
I'm just going to sit in and supervise.
All right, well.
Make sure y'all don't say no dumb stuff.
Okay. Mm. You can be the fact checker. Use your phone. It's rodeo time with Dale Brisby. We've also got here Chicho Nation. Josiah Chicho Nation Zapata. We've got Randy Quartieri. We just got done bucking them on the beaches, and it was a great day. I was really proud of the interns.
Me too.
Randy used the word. What word did you use?
Impressed.
Randy was impressed.
He used the word impressed. And you know those kids' face, they lit up.
Like they lit up when they seen you say that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think Donnie was really impressed with Wes.
Mm-hmm. I think he was. Well, Wes really stepped up to the plate today. He really did. He needs to work on some shoot procedure stuff, but he tried hard.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I think those bulls bucked harder than 5'11", but he rode them better than he does 5'11".
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5'11", well, 5'11" doesn't really help a bull rider out.
No.
So.
Still, though, like, both of them just look so correct at the beginning.
Do you think they're ready for the great bull?
No.
Me either.
No. I mean, this is the podcast where we're going to tell like it is. You need to don't believe anything we hear, only half of what you see. But, hey, we're so honest, you can shoot dice with us over the phone also. And Cheech, what did you think about it? Break it down.
I think the interns did a good job. You boasted their confidence. Not just you, but themselves. They proved to themselves that they were able to go out and get on something that they've never been able to ride before. And they covered them.
So, in a recent podcast I did with Cody Webster, he's a bullfighter.
Never heard of her.
Sorry. He suggested high-stakes bull poker.
At Winnebago?
Yes.
With all of us or just the interns?
So, me and him, and then his next person on the list was Cheech.
Cody. You're out of your mind. There's no way. I'm just not going to do that. I can't. I got to have all of this.
So
if I have this.
Okay. Well, here was the thing. So I told him the next person that I thought would do it is Donnie. And then we were trying to fill a fourth spot. He suggested Cheech. I said, I don't know. And then I said, maybe Randy. I know Leroy wouldn't.
No, I ain't. Well, what bull are we using? We're not using one of his.
Yes.
It would be one of his.
No. That's,
but it would. Probably, it might be like a heifer or something.
No, that's even worse. Smash sits in the barn sometimes for like 30 minutes after feeding because she can't get out of the pen.
I'm just not about that.
No.
Why not?
I've just seen too many people literally almost die doing that.
Yeah, bull poker is not
a joke.
I was
in Giddings, Texas for the PBR one year, and they had bull poker. And there was this guy there. He was a bigger set dude. And this bull literally, he did like two backflips.
Like
and
he was,
landed on his head.
Like he was built like me?
Carried him off. No, he's a little bigger than you.
What?
Was it a bucking bull? It was a big old bucking bull, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a big
old bull.
Big old
crossbred.
Yeah,
we're talking about like a little heifer.
Yeah, but I'm just not about that.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Heifers are smaller. They're faster. And sometimes they're a bit more, they're a little hotter. They are. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. What if it was one of those muleys in the pen today? Like the black one that kind of came to me.
Oh, I just don't.
Why wouldn't you fight? I was going to get on that red flat horn. Why wouldn't you fight for me?
Oh, I thought you wanted me like freestyle fight him.
Heck no. Why would I want you to freestyle?
If you would have got on him, I would have threw a hat.
Oh, I said I'm going to put a flank on him. You thought I meant just flank him and turn him out.
Yeah,
no, I meant I was going to get on him with a flank rope.
Oh, well, yeah, I would have done that. I only need to make beeline it in between you and the bull, and then I'm out.
Okay, that
I would have done
that.
I
was so surprised.
No,
I was like, dang,
that.
I thought he would have fought for me.
I didn't know you were going to get on him.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Let's go back to the house, because I really want to see you get on him.
Dude, I almost like.
I seen it in your face.
I was going to get on him. I was like, the interns don't want to get on him. I'll get on him. I just need somebody to fight. Like, he's just – because at that moment, we hadn't tipped him.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'd rather not be on my back on the ground with him not tipped. And so I was like, well, I'll just jump on him with a flank rope. And then I said, can you fight with just a flank rope? But now I realize hearing that, you thought
I
meant.
Yeah, I had no clue you were going to get on him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you need me to film if you're going to get on a bull. Because obviously last time when you got on 5'11 or whatever.
That's true.
We've seen the sky.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, Leroy.
Wow, wow. What do you want to say, Jack?
That's an actual dog noise, it sounds like.
The way Jax is talking right now, that's how I feel about Cody Webster's offer.
If Dale Brisby was gonna get on, would you fight for me? Cheech, I'm looking at you. Don't take the microphone.
That was your answer.
Listen, I will be very honest. I'm very brutally honest with this answer because I'll say this to everybody. I've known you for a long time. It's kind of like the nut tap thing we were talking about. I've known you for a long time. I will take a hooking for Dale, Randy Cotieri. I will take a hooking for Justin Rumford. Pretty much anybody here at the Rodeo Time Posse, I'll take a hooking for. Like, they have to, like,
randomly list Justin Rumford?
Because Justin...
Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't have. I'm just curious where he came. We haven't talked about it.
Because those are the people that I know would do it for me. Like, unquestionably. Undoubtedly.
I know that Rump would do that for you.
He would save me. Because he knows I'm not fast. He knows that, like, he would let me Rump take the fast? Hook in. Yeah,
I bet. Think Rump's pretty athletic.
He can do a backflip.
Yeah.
And the splits.
If that man can do the backflip, he's fast.
That dude is talented.
I think he used to, like, do it all, big and small.
Wasn't he a bulldogger?
He's bulldogger, bronc rider, and Corpus. I watched him get on a horse of the year, and he didn't know that it was a horse of the year. And they put a normal bulldog and saddle on this horse, and he got on for the clown act there at Corpus. It's been like 2014, 2015 when this happened, and got smoked. He had to turn his microphone off. He had to get out of the arena for a little bit. He was pretty shook up. He had no idea this horse was going to do this.
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. I don't know. That's pretty messed up.
Yeah. But I got a question for you. Today when you went in the sale barn as a normal buyer.
Yeah.
You got your card.
Yeah.
You sat down and you placed your money down and you started bidding. How many of those old men do you think are really pissed off at you right now?
Oh, there were a few.
Yeah. I mean, he was running.
No, I don't think they were, like, pissed off.
Yeah.
I mean.
They were going to run you up a little bit?
They were Packer bulls. Like, I bid on, like, 7 head, you know. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Well, there was only, like, 18 right there.
I think there were 3 head that I bid up that I didn't get.
You're a jerk.
No. I mean, if I'm sitting there like it's the number 500 running through there and I'm still jacking around, like, then I'm a jerk.
But yeah.
They know what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get a few bulls to buck. I came out of there with 5 head.
You did.
No. That was all fun and games. If they're mad at me, unreal.
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 Unreal. Yeah.
So, where'd this shirt come from?
Well, that wasn't even like a plug. I guess it was back here because they were taking a picture. This is Leon Coffee splitting, not quitting. It's a white shirt with Leon Coffee on there doing the splits. San Antonio Rodeo. He's been there 41 years. This is last year. Mm. He's leaving that rodeo, but he's not done fighting bulls. These shirts are, by the time this airs, going to be on DaleBrisby.com. Available for purchase, 100%. Goes to his wife's hospital bills. She was in a bad horse wreck and had to get care flighted and $40,000 helicopter ride.
Wow.
Just for the helicopter ride.
I wouldn't pay it. I just would not pay it.
I know. And I believe you because that's what you've done in the past.
How many hospital bills do you have that are not paid?
Not on record anymore.
After 7 years,
they're gone.
You're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Siding kidney stones back in 2016.
Should drink more water. I'm just saying.
So if you like Leon Coffee, check out DaleBrisby.com. No, if you don't like Dale Brisby, I don't know why you're 20 minutes into this podcast if you don't like Dale Brisby, but just know that Dale Brisby's not taking a cent off of the shirts. We're actually going to lose money. I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you know that that's how much is going to go towards Leon. And then we're going to do a portion of the website will go towards him, but that's between me and Leon.
Leon is have you guys ever just sat down and talked with Leon? That guy has he's got phenomenal stories. He's been around the game and around the world and wrote a few chapters in the book.
Truly an icon.
Yeah.
Truly an icon. That's good people. That's a good dude. Everybody loves Leon. Everybody loves Leon. Here we go.
Here we go. We're doing a little we're going to recognize some guys that aren't really recognized in the sport anymore. So I want you to come up with an athlete or someone that's been in the rodeo industry that's made a statement, maybe in your mind, that you don't really hear about too much anymore. Go.
I mean, first person I think of would be like somebody like Terry Autry. He's a flank man for Stace. Mm-hmm. Some of those guys that have been around, like Leon, as long as Leon, that aren't like the quarterback. They're more like the left tackle. You got to have them. Mm-hmm. And they just go in every day, work hard, help put on the rodeo just because they love the game. You know, it's a lot of those kind of guys like that just grind it out, driving all night. And
don't complain.
Yeah. No, just love it. Just love rodeo, you know, mm-hmm. passionate about the sport, you know, because they love to be behind the chutes after Dale Brisby goes 90.
Mm, of course.
And then I walk over and I give him those knuckles, and that's just the highlight of it. Hold on.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
It's Leon.
It's Terry calling.
Hey, Leon, what's going on?
Not much, sir. Talk to me. Let's talk about your church, man.
I think...
asking me about them right now. I'm going, I don't have
them. Man, we got to get them hospital bills knocked out.
Okay.
So.
And believe me, I just came from the post office and there's still bills coming in and I'm like, oh my God.
Yes, sir.
So, helicopter
just
sent me one for about $28,000.
Dang. No, we'll get it knocked out and then we'll do another shirt after this one.
Yes. And I talked to Terry about that cheap. Figured that
there's
a poster. That'll work. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Leon. Have a good day.
All
right. Yes, sir. Bye. Okay. Yeah. Love you too. Yes, sir. Yeah.
His ears must have been ringing.
Yep.
So what were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about unsung heroes.
Yeah, unsung heroes.
Terry.
Who do you have? Do you have somebody in mind?
I have a whole crew.
Okay. Who's number one?
Number one is Tanner Trujillo.
Okay.
Number two is his brother. Number three is Craig Chavis.
Gotcha.
Those guys were, and they were, Patrick actually made the first PBR World Finals, like, in 94 or something.
Yeah.
It was at MGM Grand in Vegas. But Tanner put me on my first bull when I was 13 and stuck it out with me until I graduated high school pretty much, but I owe a lot to him and Craig Chavis. Craig Chavis was a great bull rider too. He, there was just a solid group of dudes that, you know, you might not hear about them right now, but everyone knows about them.
Right.
So that's what I like about them. That's all I got to say about that.
Who you got, Cheech?
Mine are probably going to be more on the timed event side.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Actually, I do have one rough stock guy. One wasn't probably one of the guys that made me love rodeo even more was Billy Etbauer. That's one. I mean, I know that's one guy that he did it till he's like what 43.
Well,
like 44.
Yeah, for sure. He wouldn't necessarily be unsung.
No, but you don't hear about him just all like directly
as much as you should.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So he's undersung.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. T. Woolman, he basically revolutionized the industry in team roping when it came to reaching over the chute. He he qualified for more NFRs than anybody in the industry, in team roping, in the steer roping, as well as he did everything. And that guy, you don't see him anymore. Nobody really talks about him anymore, but he did, in the 90s, him and Rich Skelton and, a few other guys revolutionized the timed event side.
Yeah.
So it was, those guys were the ones that made me really like, come full-hearted into the Western industry.
I mean, that's a really interesting thought, Randy, like just unsung, because really, if you think about, it's a lot of guys out there in the rodeo industry that were, like you said, Billy Ebbar. They were, what level, what kind of pedestal would they be put on today if they're, with the media outlets that we have. For instance, even guys just even older than him, you know, like Liesl Harris, who just passed away, like the way that those guys came up in the sport as, you know, not only funny men, but contestants, you know, bullfighters, and just really laid the foundation that the sport was built on that a lot of people won't even know about.
No.
You know? And it's, I'm sure you, and the reason why you even go there is because you're a storyteller.
For what? For who?
You, behind the camera. Like, it would be cool to get their story.
Oh, I would. That's why it gives me goosebumps, because I just think about the history and, like, what they've seen and the changes that they've seen in the industry. Like, we've seen minor changes in this industry compared to, like, a Leon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's been – just think of San Antonio, how it's changed from 41 years ago to now, what they're doing now, and, like – I don't know. It's just cool. It's cool history to me, and that's what kind of drives me to in the Western industry, I guess.
And on Leon's deal, though, not just San Antonio, though. Houston.
He's Wimberly.
Yeah.
I don't know if he did Rock Springs, but I remember seeing him all the time.
Every rodeo.
I got tapes of him, like, y'all have probably seen it, Moon of the Desperados, where he's fighting bulls at Calgary.
Yeah. I mean, he that guy, like, he's wrote a lot of chapters in that book. You know what's really funny too, though, is 3 weeks ago I was going through YouTube, because it's what I do. I was going through YouTube, and
that's your we job were speaking. Title?
Not really. Mm. I was going through YouTube, and I was looking. I love Clown X. Clown X is probably one of my favorite things of rodeo. It really is. Like,
yeah, especially Rudy Burns. Mm-hmm. A Rudy Burns Clown X. I know exactly what he's going to say, but I'm going to laugh so hard
every time, you know. And so the kid comes out in me right before the calf roping and everything, because I know the clown act's about to happen. But I was watching a video of Liesl Harris, and
when he pulled that guy over the fence.
Yes. Yeah. I actually asked
boxed
him about
his ears
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was really mad because that guy came at him and tackled him, and they got up.
Yeah. Liesl Harris can throw bows.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And nobody really they didn't know that he was going to do that. But he was a G. Like, he got up and grabbed him and pulled him, and the cops were like, what do we do? Like, it was probably one of the greatest.
I think Mac Altizer.
Oh yeah.
Like, he did a lot for the sport as far as entertainment.
That dude is, he's ahead of the time still to the day.
Yeah.
That dude, I mean, I truly believe that's why the PBR is what it is today, because of the way Mac's freaking mind worked. And, I mean, he was just totally outside of the box, and how we can make things better, how we're going to make it interesting, how we're going to bring in more fans. And and he made it such a great experience.
Just a party.
And just being like just Del Rio, just even seeing it on tapes. I was never there personally, but just hearing the stories and watching the tapes from back in the day is just...
And that's what, for us, that's what makes it unsung. It's such, like, we didn't get to, you know...
I grew up right there at Sonora, so I got to see firsthand as a kid where when Mac came out, when he put rock and roll, Mac Altizer put rock and roll into rodeo, put rock and roll theme titles to his buck and stock. Mm-hmm. and then had themed openings. It wasn't just
expect the unexpected. You never knew what that was his slogan. Expect the unexpected. Sometimes you'd have a guy riding a bull in the pitch black, and they would throw in a spotlight, or you know, you never knew what you were gonna see.
Michael Smurf Horton riding a bull backwards. Mm. You know what I mean? Like that was when I seen that. I was like 13 years old. I was like, what is wrong with this guy? Like, this is the greatest thing ever. Never mind. Like, this is cool. And, and so, yeah, going to Del Rio, like Del Rio, Uvalde, Sonora.
Mac had Sonora.
He had Sonora. He had
El Dorado.
Yeah.
He didn't, did he? I don't know if he had El Dorado.
Yeah, Rock Springs. Yeah. All that little, there's like a little bitty, I call it like
OG. Where is it? Where is it that he still puts on a rodeo? It's like a series down there.
I don't know. Last one I ever went to his was in Poteet, like 7 years ago or eight. Yeah. I don't know. That's he. We used to get on a lot of his bulls at our college rodeos. Jay Slider would actually haul them.
Yeah.
But get on them good buckers, Dr. Feel Good.
And I mean, Motley Crue was just blasting in the back. That's where
All right, rapid fire. Favorite rodeo. Favorite PRCA rodeo.
Oh, dang. I don't know. That's I mean, I'm usually sometimes I go to PRCA rodeos, you know. I don't have to duck off that often.
Yeah. So there's just not enough added.
I would say
not enough cameras.
If they had hospitality at that rodeo right then, that was my
Oh, that's
you know who has good hospitality? Longview. They would have Texas Roadhouse.
What is it? Barbecue?
No, Texas Roadhouse would come in.
That's pretty good.
That was always pretty good. What? There you go. Let's do that. What's the best rodeo hospitality that you've had?
I don't know. I don't really remember because all the places that I ever really went, I just remember eating barbecue. And then I got a bad taste in my mouth about hospitality, and I never really went. And I'd be too scared to went up before I was getting on a bull, so I wouldn't eat.
Henderson. Yeah, and then the bull riding, it's like, yeah. By the time you're done, like they got it all wrapped up. That was always nice if they could, Jacksonville, Texas. They would keep it for you for the bull riders afterwards, and that like they knew like there's gonna be like seven or eight guys come in there. That was always nice of them.
Hungry. I think Gladewater's one of them. Gladewater's probably one of my favorites.
Favorite rodeos?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, sir.
I don't remember Gladewater having hospitality, though.
Well, I mean, you should know. I should. Houston's a good one, though, too. Yeah, you're right.
Houston's got good hospitality.
Houston does have good hospitality. Yeah, you go
I never
there.
Rode in Houston for the rodeo, but I always was snuck in behind and did eat some hospitality.
You did?
For as strict as they were, it was easy to sneak into that hospitality.
I was a master at getting behind the chutes at rodeos that I wasn't really at.
What?
And
what was your favorite to get by a gate guy or a gate gal? What was your favorite? What would you tell them?
I usually would just walk like I own the place, and that's what got you in the places like that.
Dale?
I normally do own the place, and they let me in.
Yeah.
You?
I'm just like, I'm the announcer. No, really, I am. No, really. And then...
Let me see your credentials.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd be like, well, no, I left them in the, you know, I left them up there. And so, anyway, they would let me in. They'd be like, okay, as long as you're coming back, sure. And then I'd make like two steps in, and I was like, got him.
You know what's a cool rodeo is Nampa.
Never been.
And I think it's cool because it's almost like, I mean, I've never felt what it's like to ride at the NFR, but the way the setup is there, it's pretty similar. You got... Who announces it? Doesn't
Boyd?
Yeah, didn't. So you got kind of the same feeling there. They got, I don't know. They put on a cool
Who announces
show there.
Ogden? We got to talk about Ogden whenever we get off of this.
I don't know.
Ogden, Utah is
Stace
by,
Rodeo.
No, I you put me on the spot there. I can tell you who announces it because
Mike Mathis.
I was about to say, is it Mathis? He does a lot
Mathis.
Of Stace's rodeos.
Roger Mooney.
Gotcha.
Roger Mooney is there.
It's on the same days every year. So, like, it doesn't change with a weekend. You know, a lot of rodeos are third weekend in March or April, whatever. Well, this one's, like, it's a Monday through a Friday. So,
Ogden, Utah is really cool, too, because...
Sometime in July.
They have the John Moses Browning, for some of you firearm buffs out there. The museum is right there. Just go check it out. and the rodeo.
How many rodeos do you plan? You said you might have picked up six announcing this year, but so how many rodeos are you going to announce at, Cheech?
My goal this year is going to be 28 events. I'm going to try to go to 28 events this year.
So are you going to try to rope it any?
No. I'm going to tell you right now, I am going to go and buy my World Series card.
Yeah.
And in between, wherever we can get time in our schedule, I'm gonna go to a few World Series ropings. I'm gonna go try. You know what? If
who are you gonna go with?
I don't know. I haven't even got that far yet. You want to go?
Are you a header or a heeler?
Yeah, I head. I have okay, to. I'm I have a to, heeler. So you're a heel. Okay. But those.
I just need to learn how to ride a horse.
That's easy.
That's all you got.
Yeah. I mean, you can. That's do all like, you gotta do. You could do like Patrick Smith. He quit riding dirt bikes at the age of 14 and started to learn how to rope.
Easy peasy, lemon
easy.
Squeezy.
Yeah, it's easy.
I don't know. I'm not really a horseman.
I know you're
not
a horseman.
Not a horseman or horseman.
They're paying ridiculous money at some of these jackpots.
Would you be terrified to get on a bucking horse, Randy?
Yes.
Okay. Just well, I felt bad that I said that on a podcast with Webb, and then I thought, no. I don't think I should feel. I mean, like, that's truth.
Yeah, that's just
I know that about
real
you.
Talk. Yeah. There's no way. I'm not getting on a bucking horse.
Yeah.
I've just seen when I started going to high school rodeos and a lot of my friends were getting on Bronx, it just looked like a freaking wreck.
Yeah.
I mean, feet stuck in stirrups.
Yeah.
It just did not look fun. But once I think. It looks like one of the funnest events to be in once you figure it out.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to take the time to figure it out. I'd rather.
It's kind of like bulldogging for me. I don't have. There's no anything. Everybody's like, you should have been a bulldogger. You should. Well, look at you. You widened the shoulder. Hey, you should be a bulldogger. I'm like, no. You got to get off your horse at some sort of insane speed. Grab a hold. Oh, it's all technique. It's all technique. No, it's not. Look at the guys in the timed event that go up and do the timed event that don't bulldog. They don't. They just roll. They just boom, 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 boom. Looks like a tire that just blew out.
Yeah.
And then they rip their MCL and they're out for 6 months.
Yeah. I can't really imagine being terrified of another event because I'm just so focused on being the greatest bull rider of all. I don't have to focus on it. I'll be honest with you. Like watching you talk. Go ahead. It looks like you're about
it
to
It just
something.
Would be nice to have your confidence. If I had your confidence, mm-hmm. I swear I'd be the greatest.
I know you would.
I'd probably be literally the greatest
that
ever walked planet Earth.
What I was
going to
say, though, was
Earth.
Like, why you are talking, all I can think about right now is...
Spurring one down.
No. I'm worried about those bulls.
Which bulls?
The ones we just bought today.
Why, you think they're going to die?
No, they're not going to die. I just we just paid a lot of money for them. And I'm like...
You're going to get it back.
Well... I know I'm going to lose a little because of commission.
Do you want me to spot you a couple of dollars?
You might have to.
I mean, we can sell them individually at a special sale, catalog sale.
No, I'm going to sell them next Monday. What? Surely, hopefully, the market won't drop that much.
I want people to comment to see if...
You want me to run in there and bid it up?
Yeah, no. I don't want to risk anything.
We can
anything
do a catalog sale.
I don't want to risk you having to buy it back.
You know, I mean, you think you would?
What?
What if you bought it back?
I wouldn't.
They're going to do good.
What were your thoughts like when you went in there? Like, were you like, okay, I know the bulls that I want. Now, any of these old men, they want any trouble. I'm here to just get a bull, be nice and easy. Because you don't enjoy confrontation. Like, you don't look for it. But once you were in there bidding, they were like, this guy's going to try to buy my bull.
Well, there was only a couple that I really wanted, and they were specific. And then once some guys figured out that was the one I wanted, that's when the one guy was just like, "But I mean, two or three bids, and it was whatever." But
what do you want? Like, who's gonna the majority? The guys that are gonna be getting on these bulls the most time are the interns.
Oh yeah, that's what they're for.
And so I think that's a perfect set, honestly. The first two that we bucked, I would keep, and the rest could go, but. That's just me.
The only thing is like, since we paid so much for them, like, the market's going to dip. And I don't want to, and like, I'm not going to hold on to them forever.
Yeah.
Because they're not that good. So,
but
what
they're
I'm
good
thinking
for those
is
guys
like,
to get on.
Right. But I'm saying, like, let get my money back while the market's still up, let it dip, and in 2 or 3 weeks we just get one or two more and not get five. But
did you accidentally?
I accidentally bought that little black and white one. Yeah. That was an accident. Like I kind of looked at you. I don't even know if you were filming, but that's why I bid. And like I thought you were, the camera was on. And then, cause auctioneer just kept saying Dale, yeah, whenever we would win something.
Yeah.
And so, and then I looked around, I looked at my phone and he went, well, Dale, yeah. And I was like, gosh, dang it. Did that mean I'm, and then, yeah, she said, so you got five. I was like, dang.
when you went to go and, I mean, I know you paid a lot of money for these, but were you like, did the insides panic a little bit?
No, I mean, they're sale barn bulls. Like they're Packer bulls. It's not like, I mean. It's not, and I'm going to sell them back. If three of them died, it would break me. Yes, that would be really bad.
You know what you need to do is you need to just work a deal with someone that has a bunch of bulls that just need them to get bucked, because a lot of guys are having a hard time bucking bulls with riders on them around these days.
I just need a little more rider.
Test pilots.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to kill them off, because that's what those bull guys have.
Yeah. What about...
They got bulls that are going to kill off these guys.
What about finding some guys that have been taking some bulls to some, like, High Plains rodeos or something?
Yeah, that would be good, but most of them, those bulls, they don't need to be bucked, you know what I mean? Like, they already know. Like, if it's like an amateur bull or a high school bull, they already know.
Have you seen those bucking machines that are on wheels and they actually move?
Yeah.
We can get one of those.
Yeah.
And put it in the buck and shoot, and then... That'd actually be kind of fun.
I would be game to control it. One of my worst fears in the whole entire world, my worst fear ever, this is why I said no to Cody Webster. My worst fear, when I go to an ounce of rodeo, whether you're up in the box or whatever, and you see, like, the fighting bulls there, and I have this feeling of fear of, what if the whole crow's nest just falls down, or I fall off the catwalk into, like, a pen of fighting bulls. Like, you're done. You're had. Like, it's just one of my deals.
Yeah, but you'd probably be dead.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, one of my worst fears ever is just to get hooked by one of those bulls. Because it just doesn't look fun.
It only hurts for a little bit. And if you die...
Till you pass out.
Who cares? I mean, we would care that you would die, but, like, you wouldn't know.
I'm not going to die, but it only hurts until you pass out and then you wake up, Randy.
It only hurts for a little bit.
Oh, it does? Okay. Still no.
Well, I've signed you up.
What?
You're in bull
poker.
I'm not doing it.
I'll do it if Cheech does it.
Dude, you're in, Cheech.
I'm not.
Cheech, I'll...
Just be the one with his back to the chutes.
What?
That way you won't have to see it coming.
No, that's even worse. I'm not doing it. I don't care what anybody of y'all say.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This episode of Rodeo Time with Dale Brisby, Chicho Nation, and Randy Kateri. Please at us and let us know if you'd like to see Cheech in high stakes bull poker on the beaches of Winnebago.
Not happening.
Pow pow, and on to the next one, old son.